200 people with disabilities work here at the L.E. Phillips Career Development Center in Eau Claire. 80% of its funding for job training comes from private sector contracts for workers that involve sewing, assembly, packaging, woodworking, and catering. Vice President Betty Reinke worries the Washington economic crisis could bring about new regulations that could hurt her businesses.
We've lost contracts that have gone to other countries, for example, in our sewing department.
DNC Chair Howard Dean reluctantly defended the need for regulations.
You can't have no rules. You can't let the private sector do what the private sector just finished doing on Wall Street, which is plunder the American taxpayers' dollars. And so joint efforts like this between the private and public sectors are great, but that's not a reason to take all the rules off the private sector.
So Betty Reinke remains cautious the workers in her vocational rehabilitation program won't get trapped in the mess. Otherwise,
they would be home, they would be without paychecks, and the economy in Eau Claire would feel an impact because they spend their money here. They rent, they buy without contracts. No paychecks.
Meanwhile, Senator Barack Obama says the bailout plan to rescue the nation's financial industry isn't perfect, but must be passed to prevent a crisis from turning into a catastrophe. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio News in Eau Claire.